everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, February 16th, and we just finished watching tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw, the final Raw on the road to Fastlane, the odd February pay-per-view that is really this odd marker between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Things should be heating up. I don't know if it's quite gotten there, but at the least, I think we had a really cool ending to the show. The rest was kind of fluffed. Whatever happened with it, we'll talk about it. We'll get your opinions about it on the most interactive post-Raw experience available here on MegaPowersRadio.com, the Raw post-show. We want to hear all what you got to say out there. You can join us via the phone lines. We'll be opening up around 11:30. If you want to get yourself in queue, use your phone to dial area code 760-512-7247. Already got a couple callers waiting patiently there, but if you want to get there soon, get yourself in line so you can get there nice and early. Also got people hanging out in the chat room. Shout outs to y'all who showed up early. We got Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom, Mysticata, who's Drew, Steven Wago, who's our own Steven Wago, Spark Out Mobile, who's Tony, Ferris 419, and back out! How's that? Oh, did I give enough enthusiasm for that?
Jesus Christ, King.
But how the conversation is going to be starting here is with us panelists introducing myself. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. Joining me this evening is the leader of the Drew Crew, the Dragon, Mr. Drew White.
I'm also the not-so-station director here at Mega Powers Radio. Want to point that out.
You are absolutely correct. Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, you're welcome.
Also with us is the host of Unanimous Decision MMA, addicted to anime, Wago Rants, and a guy who just does lots of shit, Mr. Steven Wago.
I do a lot of shit, and it's a good job I'm here. I mean, I built Mega Powers Radio.
Yeah, I mean, all those chemistry things that you bring to the show, like, I don't know.
Saying the word stuff. Cunt.
Bells.
Also with us is the lead man of Fanboys Anonymous, Smark Out Moment, a mango tree, whatever the heck else he particularly feels like doing this month, Mr. Tony Mango.
What's up?
Stand up and say, what's up?
Stony Mango.
I've been doing that so much since the Royal Rumble, I don't know why. Fucking R-Truth.
What's up or ooh?
The what's up, although I have been doing the ooh quite a bit ever since our Uso jokes. Yo, ooze.
No, how about Tyson Kidd actually calling him Oos?
Oh, no, that was great. He's like morphing into Ryback. Now, if we could get Roman Reigns to be the disrespectful Roman Reigns character that we've been making up, then that'd be even better.
So let me ask you guys the usual thing I usually start to get the conversation rolling here on the show. What's the number one thing you took away from this edition of Raw tonight? Drew, why don't you head us off?
The one thing I took away from this Raw was that it was okay in the beginning, boring in the end, and it ended strong, I suppose. Also, millions of dollars. That's all we need.
Now, did it end making Roman Reigns look strong? That's the important part.
I think, I don't know, any time that it looks like Daniel Bryan got the upper end on anyone that's bigger than them, they technically don't look strong, but it made me want to see the match because I was going to watch. I'm watching the pay-per-view on Sunday anyways, but it made both of them look strong. It made them both look like that they are going to just beat the shit out of each other at Fastlane. So I guess technically it made them both look strong, if that's possible. Someone who did look strong tonight, that was Rusev. He looked like a fucking chump.
Oh, no.
Mr.
Wago, what'd you take away from tonight's show?
I took away that WWE got some of their shit together tonight and actually promoted the pay-per-view. Or the special event, or whatever we're calling it now, because we got Bad News Barrett and Dean Ambrose finally inked, and that whole their whole chemistry's been kind of fun. So that's going to be a fast lane. I'm looking forward to that. And the main event, which I'm assuming is going to be Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan, they've done nothing but continue to build tension, and tonight's ending was a lot of fun. So I've got no real major negatives about this show tonight. It was just WWE finally getting their shit together. Better late than never.
Didn't you barely watch it?
I barely watched the first 20 minutes. I was watching the Paul Heyman documentary, and I kept going, should I keep watching this? This is awesome. Nah, I've got to watch Raw.
Well, I actually have to prepare.
Oh, she said documentary, like very Americanized. I'm proud of you.
Hey, I want to hear Sean say it now.
Okay, now that's a Raw documentary. I ain't blood, yeah.
Tony, what did you take away from tonight's show?
You know, I'm not really into getting the fast lane yet. The bottom of this show did a lot more than the whole rest of the show. But my biggest takeaway
So you're saying the show was a power bottom?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's a good bear. The biggest takeaway I have for this whole episode was the primetime players thing, which is kind of sad in a way, but kind of cool because I like the primetime players. So I agree with Drew.
Kind of an odd time to reunite an old tag team, and out of nowhere at that. Like, who would have seen that one coming?
Actually,
and where are they going to slot them in at this point of the season?
Except for me or Drew.
I think it kind of... I was going to say it kind of makes sense because I believe their one match they had against each other last year was Elimination Chamber, which was a February pay-per-view last year. So they just need a one-year hiatus. And goddamn, Darren Young looks so different now compared to what he did the last time I saw him.
Yeah, he grew a beard. He looks like Sanford and Son.
You know, you know when black people do designs on the side of their heads. I was like, oh, man, you went to the streets and back.
Like David Otunga used to?
He did.
Hey, when David Otunga when he was the GM and he shaved Roar into his head, I thought that was cool.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, it looks cool on some people. David Otunga, you look good.
You know what it doesn't look good on? His dead family.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Scott chat in the chat room here. We got Silent Wind of Doom saying, I'm starting to get really hyped for Taker appearing and scaring the crap out of Bray Wyatt at Fastlane. Now, getting a number of Bray Wyatt promos throughout this night of him in a dark room. They're showing him with a nail and a hammer, and eventually he's hammering it into it. Looked like what was probably a casket, which I think is what we're supposed to take away. It seems like all roads are heading for Bray Wyatt and Undertaker. The use of the casket, though, I mean, considering we had that casket match with Kane and Daniel Bryan a few weeks ago, maybe that's just a reminder of us. Are we getting a casket match for Bray Wyatt and Taker? You guys have interest in that?
That'd be awesome.
If they're going, I'm going to be pissed off. And if they do go that route, because they just had a casket match, kind of takes away from it.
I don't think we will, but I would like that. I'd rather see a buried alive match or something, though. But
that would be interesting too. If they do the casket match, I wanted them to do a backstage segment of whoever loses of them getting out of the casket and breathing heavily like they did with fucking Kane on SmackDown, because that was funny.
You know what would be kind of cool, but it's kind of like going to the well and it wouldn't be as good as the original? Boiler Room Brawl. He's backstage in a lot of these things. But you know what I wouldn't want, though? And this kind of interferes with an idea that I had that they'll never do. So, you know, it's like if they're not going to do it anyway, then you might as well. I kind of am hoping that this whole Cody Rhodes and Goldust thing turns into another backlot brawl. They can't do it in Hollywood because they don't have any pay-per-views in Hollywood. But they could do that as like the final gimmick match for him.
WrestleMania is in California. You could totally do it in Hollywood.
Yeah, you could do it at Santa Clara. Yeah, it's
in Santa Clara. I'm thinking that it's Texas. It's next year. Yeah. What the fuck? Might as well do that. And you can't do that and a Boiler Room Brawl match. So, you know, if you give me the two options or whatever, give me Hollywood Backlot Brawl and Casket Match. And, you know, that would kick ass.
I wouldn't want them to do the Boiler Room Brawl with Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker for the sole purpose of we wouldn't see Undertaker's theme, or at least him entrance wise. That would not be cool. Unless they have him walk out to the ring and then go back to the Boiler Room Brawl. That'd be kind of funny.
And they start out in the ring and then walk backstage.
Yeah, though the chit chat, like, hey, so, be careful. You know, some of these boilers, you know, might be a little hot.
By God, pretty much summed up what I would want to see if they did that. I want Taker to beat Bray, bury him alive, and then Bray comes back all supernatural, like zombie Bray or like superpowers Bray, because he needs more of that integrated into him. As much as people wanted to hate on like the hologram, I actually thought that was kind of neat, and they need to work more of that into his character.
I think that they still need to pay off this thing with the baby.
The baby?
Mm-hmm.
The babe?
They keep showing in his entrance the whole pregnant woman.
Oh, you're right. Like the little, like, whatever the heck you call it. The bet!
Yeah. The bet.
That's how he feels about his child. Bet!
Next time I go to a casino, I'm just gonna go bet.
Well, what I think that's supposed to be a reference, like, you know, life starts in the womb, and specifically like he has his connection to Sister Abigail. Silent Wind of Woo. Life begins in the womb. It's a reference to his connection to Sister Abigail because they both came from the same womb. I bet there's some kind of connection with that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll say we came from the same womb on television.
I wonder if they'll have introduced Sister Abigail as an actual character.
No, I think she's dead.
Yeah, it was the fucking chair.
Yeah, well, so was Kane.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But come on, that's it's gotta be Kane.
Man, do that. It's gotta be Sister Abigail.
She comes and rips the door off of a steel cage.
That's how they bring Charlotte up to the roster.
Oh, they could find a better girl for that.
Oh, I'm just joking about.
Yeah, but it'd be funny
to get somebody new.
It'd be funny as fuck though.
Yeah. See, if they didn't already bring up Paige, they could have used her. You got this really weird looking pale chick. Just let her hair get a little dingy.
She can't rip the fucking door of a cage.
Nah, they would have to do.
She just got to scream before she does it.
Nah, they would have to do it. No name. It would have to be someone that no one would know. It would be like the fucking, I don't know. It would be like when Husky Harris came to the main roster and then she would have got the Husky Harris chance, except with Paige or something stupid like that.
No, people wouldn't have known she was Paige. I'm saying if they didn't debut her yet. Oh, if this was her first time coming up.
Nah, NXT was still big around that time though. So I bet if they did, I don't know. I think she
in a scenario where they don't.
She's
pretty pale. People know who she is.
Look, I can't picture any of the model looking WWE divas being Bray's sister.
No, huh? What about Gunface?
Wouldn't it be awesome if it just turned out to be Alicia Fox?
Maybe it's just Bo Dallas.
Because he has the long hair all this time, he thought he was his sister.
They told me that I couldn't be a woman, but all I did was believe, and it accomplished it.
Well, getting a little bit back on track, this match at WrestleMania, if these two guys faced each other, how much time would they have to allot just for them to make their fucking entrances?
Well, here's the thing. You don't want them out in the ring too long, because Bray Wyatt's awful when he's controlling the heat, and The Undertaker can barely move now, so...
Can Bray carry him?
Fuck
yeah, he could carry him on his shoulders. Yeah,
yeah, that's about it. So their whole match needs to be all light shows and entrances. Give him 10 minutes. Let Undertaker do his thing, and then put Bray over. That's how I do it.
I want them literally to start having like Jedi sparks coming out of each other's hands and battling in the ring. That's the only way they're going to make this match entertaining.
It's going to be like that episode 3 fight with Yoda and Palpatine, like catching the lightning and shit.
Mm-hmm. They have to pull some crap like that, because these guys just having a standard wrestling match is not going to cut it.
They could throw a glacier in there and he could freeze in like Sub-Zero.
Who is that, like, magician guy? Phantasmo or something like that? You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
David Blaine.
Okay. Straight magic, yeah.
They need to have the match, and the finish should be the Undertaker opens the casket to put Bray in there, and there's a hologram of Paul Bearer's ghost in there, which allows Bray to fucking beat him.
Now, they need to do a big retcon, and they need to have it turn out that the fake Undertaker from SummerSlam 94 or 92 or whatever it was, that was the real one the whole time. And that's why he lost this match with Brock Lesnar, because the real Undertaker didn't lose it. So then he can come back and they can just be like, nah, we're starting all over again.
Ooh, There's a pretty good spot you could do that. Silent Wind of Doom actually came up with this. Bray Wyatt goes into his little crab walk trying to freak out Undertaker, but the Undertaker does his little sit up.
Oh, like right in front of him, like face to face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Bray. Yeah. And the way you make that moment is Bray just needs to piss himself laughing.
Like literally, you need to get a close up of like the wet stain.
Yes. He has to be wearing his white pants, and you see the yellow stain coming into it.
Oh god, that's like Harper stain.
Undertaker forfeits because he doesn't want to touch him.
And then he gives those pants to Luke Harper to match the stained T-shirt.
Yeah,
same Raw, huh?
This is why we're not allowed to book anything.
It's on Five Times Combo.
That's enough conversation about Bray Wyatt and Undertaker. How about Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns closing out the show tonight, having multiple segments throughout the show where they're interacting with each other or having some type of interview? Really, these two guys being centered as the big focus going into WrestleMania, I don't know how they can not have this end up as a triple threat match or some type of multi-man match that's not just Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar with the amount of focus that Daniel Bryan has been receiving through this. Because if he doesn't end up in that match, the fuck does he do?
What do you mean? There's always that Mr. Ziggles.
Hey, he's always got Sheamus. Sheamus needs a guy.
Right.
Yeah, they still haven't done anything with Sheamus.
You know, it really bothers me that they're being really ambiguous about when Sheamus is coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that means he's just going to surprise us at some point in Fastlane.
He'll probably cost Daniel Bryan.
What are you talking about? It's not going to surprise us.
So fucking lame if that's how that works out.
Yeah, meaning it'll probably happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's dope.
The only way I'm okay with that is if it ends up that it's a fatal four-way and Sheamus is just involved. I'd be okay with that.
You know, honestly, Sheamus never really got a main event spot, and it would never surprise me if he ever got in the main event of a Mania, either like this, but I wouldn't be completely down for that or like against it.
And honestly, when like Brock Lesnar first came in, one of the like brute guys that wanted him to face was Sheamus, so I wouldn't mind seeing them get to tussle for a little bit.
I was hoping that Sheamus would be one of his like quick wins, because I didn't want him fighting Cena again. I wanted him knocking off like a few upper mid card guys like Sheamus, like your Dolph Ziggler, but we never got it.
Yeah, because he never showed up. But he's not supposed to, right?
Or you know, you could just not use the matches that he has with John Cena.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Every fucking match with Cena. I don't know. We should get to see Lesnar and fucking Seth Rollins, at least. That was something.
With John Cena.
It's kind of.
But Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns showing that they're the young guns, but these guys are going to be able to sell pay-per-views and possibly carry this company throughout the rest of this year and going forward into future years. You guys agree?
Yeah, well, yes. Reigns more than Bryan.
I think you
need to say that.
I say that more so because not entirely putting Bryan's health into the equation, but I don't know how long Bryan will be able to wrestle if his health isn't at 100%. Also, I really feel like that he is someone that will lose steam eventually, which would be terrible because he's my favorite wrestler out of everyone. But
I cannot believe how strong this Yes Chant still is.
Yeah, like honestly,
all these years later,
he's not losing steam. He is very much over, and he's always going to be over. It's gonna be. They'd have to push him like they did with John Cena for him to become turned, like for the fans to turn on him.
Honestly, I think out of like everyone over the past couple years, they probably booked Bryan the best out of everyone. Which is terrible to say because Bryan was put at the time we thought was a complete shit, like 18 seconds throwaway.
I disagree that he was booked correctly because, well, sure, he ended up in those top spots, but that was because their hand was forced. Like, there's plenty of people have gone on record and saying, yeah, Daniel Bryan was going to rest.
I still don't believe that. I don't think it was the plan.
I think smarks are being worked.
I'll be honest.
Even Daniel Bryan said he was meant to wrestle Sheamus.
Exactly. I think we're all being worked on that. Because they know it. Because they're trying to keep the people's support of Daniel Bryan. And if they know Daniel Bryan was being put into this stupid, meaningless match with Sheamus, of course they're going to be pissed.
I give him way too much credit.
I think Bryan is someone that he would have won the WWE Championship by now anyways, regardless of whether or not he got...
Only in present-day WWE. Can you imagine Daniel Bryan trying to come up in, like, 1989?
Or like, 2004?
Even in the Attitude Era, he would have been fucked.
Exactly.
He would have been a mid-card Intercontinental Championship type guy, and he probably would have been really over, but that's all he would have ever... He would have been, like, a Val Venus.
I don't even think he would have gotten to that level.
You think it would be a jobber stat? No, he was too good to just. The issue is the chant. Bryan is not much outside of that chant. Like, he was well liked before the chant, but you know the chant really fucking helped him. I don't know if he'd be able to get a chant like that to go over in like 1999 compared to now. Mainly because there's so much else going on.
The reason that chant wouldn't get over during the Attitude Era is because it's too fucking positive.
Yeah. Also, there was no Diego Sanchez for him to steal the catchphrase off either.
If you're going in like the Monday Night War kind of thing, Daniel Bryan would be the type of guy that went to WCW and ended up being in the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah, he'd be wrestling Dean Malenko.
Exactly.
No, but see, he's the type of guy who would go there and get frustrated and then come back and become a bigger star in WWE.
If they let
Jericho?
Him.
He would have been the Jericho. Yeah, he would have been the Jericho.
So yeah, that match is happening.
Well, as far as the match that they're having at Fastlane, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like I said, I think this has to end some way with both of them going into the main event. If it's only one of them, then Reigns. But how you get there, besides the Sheamus thing, which I really hope they don't have happen, I don't know what else. What else could they do, guys? Any ideas?
I think they need to stick to their guns and put Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar on in the main event.
Yeah.
I don't care if it costs Daniel Bryan. The reality of it is Reigns won the Rumble. That's the guy they stuck with. So now they need to stick to their guns. Not just because it'll make them look bad, but just because it's the right thing to do.
And if they could do it technically with both of them in the main event, they could just have the match in a draw of some sorts. And then they could just pick, yeah, you're both in the main event. Why not? Sure. Go ahead. Do what you gotta do. Or Brock Lesnar would come out and just be, yeah, I could fucking beat both of you or something stupid like that.
Now, Tony, before you were saying that there was someone else you wanted to add to Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns as people carrying the year of 2015. Who is that going to be?
I think that this is going to be more so that era where I wasn't watching the early 2000s and stuff, where we had The Rock, Triple H, Stone Cold, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, like a big assortment of big names, mm-hmm. and there's not one standout guy. This isn't the Stone Cold show, the John Cena show, or the Hulk Hogan show. This is kind of another one, another year it was kind of like the Bret Hart, Diesel, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, like a group of like six people. Gen. Yeah, so I think that you've got Bryan, you've got Reigns, you've got Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. Maybe somebody like a Ryback if they got behind him, but I doubt that they will.
Was Ryback on a show tonight?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he came out running.
Oh, yeah, the running. Yeah, my bad.
Now, that's a much better way to book because you have a lot of ways to cover yourself if somebody goes down. My question is, how many of these guys are they going to build up to carry? Because how long is it going to be until you have all these big talents down in NXT that's going to come up? And I feel like a lot of them are really going to be what's fleshing out the upper card in 5 years.
It depends on how long Big Show and Kane's around.
I'm just going to say Finn Balor's going to take this fucking roster by storm. That guy is money.
Is he millions of dollars money?
Yep, millions of dollars of money. He's going to take someone's spot, I guarantee you.
No, at one awkward week, they should have him join the primetime players and just be like, hey, yo, it's the white guy with the two black guys. Millions of dollars.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Tony, what do you think about that?
Like a fucking Oreo.
Yeah, what do you think about Finn Balor joining the primetime
players? I'm interested to see that.
maybe you could like paint a dollar sign on his chest.
The situation with the NXT guys, though, I think we're not going to see as huge of a push too fast for a lot of them. So they'll be coming up, and you know, the people like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens is going to be a huge fucking player, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's fat.
But I think that a lot of these guys are going to be more in the Intercontinental range for a little bit, which will give the people like the Dean Ambroses and the Dolph Zigglers that are right now hovering that area, they'll get that official push up. Some of the tag teams are going to go away. Some of the people like, and I hate to say this as like my go-to guy, but somebody like a Fandango is going to end up getting released in the next few years.
Yeah.
Maybe even this year.
I thought he was going to get released last year, to be honest. He means nothing now. He really does. So, I thought Cesaro was definitely going to be someone that might get released this year, depending on how some things work out. He's another name I would put in there.
I can see him getting released next year. Maybe not this year. It depends on the tag division thing, but Cesaro is not going to be one of those top guys.
I think you're underestimating the power of having a good hand around. I think Fandango and Cesaro, for that matter, are the kind of guys you keep around for a long time. Someone like a Shelton Benjamin,
yeah,
that's just on the roster to slot in and be someone you can trust whenever he has to.
Yeah, but at the same time, everyone can't be that. Some people are going to have to go. And it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not saying Fandango should ever be world champion.
No,
I'm
not that. But no. Of course. Fuck, dude. If we had a dancer as a world champion, I wonder how that would fucking go over. Him and his gay fucking hairdresser.
His name is Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. But no, just the idea of having, like, yeah, those guys are good to have around. But if we say that with, like, everyone, like, oh, we could keep him around, he'll be a good hand. We'll just have a bunch of guys who are fucking good hands, and then no one will fucking be called
I'm not saying, but you have a lot of guys like that who are reliable. Course. I'm not saying keep around fucking Darren Young for 5 years if he's not getting over.
Ah, come on, guys. It's Darren Young.
A guy like Fandango has far more talent than majority of those guys. He's worth keeping around.
He is. But Darren Young is part of the primetime players. So we can't get rid of him anytime soon.
And he's also plus they almost might get a lawsuit if they try to.
Yeah, no, he's gay. They can't get rid of him now. That's why he probably said it. Just the fact he won't get fucking released anytime soon.
So, I mean, if you don't know, the WWE went on some tour in some other country. Was it Dubai or someplace? They went overseas somewhere, basically where homosexuality is not cool.
Yeah, like, it's just one of those countries where they're still using sand as toilet paper.
Yeah. I'm not even saying just like, you know, they might like gawk at them in public. I mean, like, they might do some crazy ass violent shit to a gay person.
The Middle East type
of
thing.
No, it was the Middle East somewhere. Yeah. I forget where it was exactly. But anyway, they went on the tour. Fucking let me tell my fucking story. God damn it. So they went on tour there and they decided to keep Darren Young cut out from the tour. Darren Young decided to make a big stink about it on Twitter, saying that he was being silenced, that he wasn't allowed to go on tour this place. Like, come on, they're doing it for your fucking protection. Mm-hmm. Chill the fuck out. I'm all for, like, you know, wanting to fight for your equality and stuff like that. Fight the war at home, all right? This wasn't your hill to die on, as CM Punk would say. Fucking let it go.
Yeah, you could just quit the company and just fucking join the UFC if he wants to.
It's well, a different whatever story happened. If they would have been like, look, we can't have you win the tag titles because you're gay. Then you have a fucking argument. But if they're like, yo, we think that these people might kill you, so you might want to sit this one out. That's not about oppression. That's about fucking safety.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same exact thing as when they did the whole thing with the Divas not that long ago. They went to some country where the Divas were like, you know, horribly objectified, and they were like, you know, well, we don't let them in here unless they have like everything other than their eyes covered and stuff. So guess what they didn't do? They didn't have the fucking Divas. Like, that's, yeah,
they didn't put a big fucking stink about it, did they?
Silent Wind to do. Good comment here. Actually, literally, if he had gone, they would have killed him on that there hill. with that, I think we can go ahead and open up the chat room we have here, or open up the phone lines, I should say. If you want to get yourself in line, dial in area code 760-512-7247. Again, that's 760-512-7247. You are also able to join us via Skype if you press the little Skype icon at the top of the broadcast page. And if you aren't listening to us live, you can't join us by those means, but you're a fool. Join us live every single Monday following Raw, so you're able to join that. I'm sorry I insulted you. You're cool. Thanks for listening. Let's bring out our first caller for this evening. He is our favorite from the 540. You know what the deal is. Let's get him on here.
He's not my favorite. It's 412.
Oh goodness. 540, you there?
Hey guys, what's up?
Not much, man. How you doing this evening? What'd you think of Raw?
I think Raw was okay. I was hypnotized tonight.
What's like Biggie Smalls?
Really?
Was it because of Big Show's gun? I was hypnotized Paige tonight.
Oh, she looked absolutely fantastic. We even talk about that. Paige, I guess having her outfit stolen from her by the Bella Twins, runs out of her dressing room in a towel, grabs one of the Rosebuds in their little rave outfits. It was like this really hot fairy Halloween costume. Oh my God, absolutely fantastic.
That's a great way to implement the Rosebuds, to be honest with you.
I think that costume was very sexy, you know?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was scandalous.
I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm trying to keep it PG, but it's okay.
You don't need to keep it PG. She was fucking hot.
She was smoking hot.
Oh, you just know.
No, she was hot.
No, she's smoking.
I'd like to tap her.
Like her name for a move.
But anyway, I will say Raw was okay.
It was okay.
Some things I didn't agree with, some things I didn't disagree with.
What were the things you disagreed with?
I disagreed with the disqualification finish between Rollins and Ziggler.
Okay.
I disagreed with with Natalya and Tyson against Naomi and Jimmy.
No, it made sense to the narrative that they had to do there. They're building up tension between Natty and Tyson. That's cool. Let them build their little marriage tiff.
Yeah, but let's talk about what you mentioned earlier on in the show, because I was waiting for your call, and we were talking, and you guys were talking about Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. I feel like I should get on that topic, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did see Bray have a hammer, and I did see him bang the casket like he was making the casket. And I was wondering if he made it for the Undertaker. So, I don't think this match will be a casket match.
Oh.
I just think it's going to be a straight-out fight.
Oh, okay. So it's not even going to be a match. It's just going to be a fight.
It's going to be a match, but it's going to be a good match. And
I think it will be a match.
And I think Bray Wyatt can match to the supernatural powers of the Undertaker.
Indeed. So, Jeff, what'd you think about the Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan pull apart at the end there?
Oh, let me tell you, that was crazy. I tell you, I've never seen a brawl like that in my life. I was like, okay, it's gonna get serious right now. But I'm really looking forward to that.
Business
matchup.
Has picked up. By God.
Hey,
surprise, motherfucker.
I thought we said
fucking
no.
Ill.
I thought we said no impersonations.
Yeah,
oh, fucking hell, you better not do any impersonations. That'd be shit.
Nah, I'm not gonna do no fucking impersonations. That wouldn't be right.
That wouldn't be right. That'd be fucking arsehole. Oh, fucking hell. Bloody hell, bastard.
Did you guys forget to introduce Sean? That's very fucking rude. He's been silent this whole episode because of you.
Anyway, on to Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. Yeah, I thought that brawl was very crazy. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman Reigns, he really impressed me tonight. He was talking with the fans, signing autographs in the middle of Daniel Bryan's match, taking a selfie as well.
Never thought anyone would do that ever.
The absolute unmitigated audacity of Roman Reigns. Starting to show a little bit of heelish tendencies, but not quite. Still getting lots of cheers from the fans. Very interesting line they're straddling with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, for that matter, who's been kind of a dick throughout this evening, too. It's almost like you don't want to cheer for either of them. At the same time, I want to cheer for them both. No, it's an interesting position to be
in. I think we're doing more something along the lines of maybe not so much, but a little bit of like a UFC thing where they have like actual beef with each other. And they're actually using that to their advantage this time because they're making it seem like it's something actual. Like, you know, how like some people have like those like shove fights, but like during interviews before matches and shit like that. I thought that reminded me a little bit of something like that. And I thought it was very interesting, something they don't do very often.
Difference is, at least in UFC, they establish a heel.
It just, maybe, fuck it, who knows? Don't even know.
My last spot also is Triple H and Sting, too. I think that confrontation at Fastlane should be really good. Because like Triple H said, it's WCW against WWE in a confrontation.
It is indeed. And Ric Flair coming out tonight, really helping sell that. But listen, Jeff, we got a couple other callers coming in. We got to keep the ball rolling. Before you go, though, your high point and low point for tonight's Raw.
I guess the high point would be Ric Flair trying to talk some sense into Triple H. Ooh. And also my low point has to be Stardust and Goldust. By the way, Seth Rollins, I saw that Seth Rollins photo too.
Oh, yeah, did you? Well, good for you, buddy.
I was pissed on that NXT girl, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a good night. And by the way,
what up?
Keep finding fake JD, okay?
Listen, we are working so hard for that, dude. Fake JD, well, it will be found.
We haven't had a call from either JDs. It's been completely JD-less here tonight. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, yeah, if you could think you could find JD for us, why don't you go ahead and do that, Jeff?
Okay, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
We'll be here, bud. Enjoy Fastlane. Have a good night.
Hey, you too.
All right, we're going to keep the ball rolling here. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to keep the ball rolling here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Going to our next caller. They're coming in from the 646 area code. Caller from 646. You're live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Aisha again. What's up, guys?
Aisha, what is up, homegirl? What'd you think about Raw tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Absolutely tremendous. We're having fun here. Last Raw before Fastlane. Are you excited?
Tonight was going on the show, which was pretty okay. I guess I'm a little bit excited.
are you gonna watch?
Yeah, I'll watch. Why not? It's a pay per view, so you know, like sometimes their Raw sucks and their pay per views deliver. So why not?
Okay. What match are you most particularly excited for after the show?
I guess the main event. Let's see. Probably the side match between the Usos and Tyson Kidd, though. And the complication of being in Triple H, because, you know, Triple H is my guy. So, you know, I have to do that.
Oh, no kidding. Him and Ric Flair really delivering it, showing that these old-timers, maybe old, they still know how to show these guys how to put butts in seats. So Ric Flair, still as sympathetic as ever, still hitting all the lines, still getting the crowd to say woo thousands of times a night. Triple H showing that he's still got a mean side. He still can do that deep, grovelly voice and sound like a total badass. I was impressed with both of them. Kind of odd that it's 2015 now. Triple H and Ric Flair still can steal the show in a night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that show. Man, I like the concept how they put like WWE versus WCW. So it's really cool. I loved everything. It was gold and everything.
So, Aisha, our last caller ended the call talking about those Seth Rollins photos. Did you catch a glimpse of those?
I can hear her blushing.
I was actually on Twitter and I just happened to see everybody posting it and it happened to show up. I was like, holy shit, oh my God.
Oh, it just happened to show up and get saved.
It just happened to become the background on my phone.
Oh, God.
Oh, so that happened. Yeah. What are you hoping to be the outcome for Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns going into WrestleMania? Who do you hope to see end up there in the main event at Mania?
Well, like, to me, it just makes sense for Roman Reigns to win the Royal Rumble. If they're a guy, like, he won the Royal Rumble, so they handpicked him, so, like, why not? And Daniel Bryan being inserted, like, it would just be weird because they did it last year, and let's be honest, Daniel Bryan doesn't look credible to Brock Lesnar. I'm not trying to be Brock Lesnar, but it just makes sense for Roman Reigns to be there.
He is the guy that they have been building for the last year. I mean, it seems like you could have predicted from SummerSlam that Roman Reigns was going to be the guy that was going to win the Royal Rumble. So regardless of how that reaction went down in Philly, and we were there for it, it was not a pleasant one for Roman Reigns. I think he's still going to be the guy they end up going with. What about Sheamus? You think Sheamus is going to factor into this? That's the proper reaction to have for Sheamus.
Let me just say, I just hope they turn him heel because he works better as a heel.
Mm-hmm. It's been way too long.
I think most people work better as a heel these days.
As well as him getting injured. So he came back at the Rumble last year, then months later he gets injured again and now he's coming back.
We have a by God in our chat room here actually poses an interesting question. Not exactly the question he asked, but I'm going to ask you. Do you watch anything besides WWE?
Let's see. I watch a lot of reality shows.
No, I mean anything wrestling wise. Have you ever watched any other promotions?
Oh, do you watch Chrissy Knows Best? That's a good show.
Promotions of
wrestling? You ever watch like TNA or New Japan or even NXT? You watch NXT?
Yeah, I definitely watch NXT. I'm the biggest NXT mark. Like, oh my god, just like Takeover Rival, amazing as always. I'm starting to watch. People are talking about Lucha Underground, so I'm gonna start to watch that.
Ooh.
I don't watch TNA at all.
Everybody's taking the Aussie Main Dar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dar Man.
I'm going to New Japan because I saw Wrestle Kingdom 9, and I thought it was an amazing show. I was like, I'll watch New Japan a little bit.
There you go, by God. She does know New Japan, so in your face. People in the chat room being haters. So what'd you think about Rival? Give us your thoughts about that. Like, that was an awesome, awesome event. I'm especially happy for Sasha Banks getting that women's title.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome main event. Go ahead and give your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I loved it. My girl, Sasha, won the NXT title. I mean, NXT women's title, so I like that. And the main event, it's like, I mean, people are like saying it's not the best match, but it's the fact that they told an awesome story in that ring. Like, the story was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that 2 months, what Kevin Owens would say, 2 months to the day, like, he won the title in the match. And it makes sense. Like, he's all about, like KO and, like, whatever, and he won the match by KO. So it just makes sense. Like, the story was just beautiful and everything. And Finn Balor and Neville, amazing match. I actually saw their New Japan match. They could... Yeah, they could have done a little better, but hey, I'll take a wag hit. It was amazing, and everything on the show was amazing. NXT is always going to be the best.
Top notch. Going to be very hard for Fastlane to top it, I have to say.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on, like it's not even like NXT is better than Raw.
They should like, really stop that. They should stop putting the NXT shows like a week or two before they have their WWE pay-per-views because it always is going to make it look worse. Like, didn't they do that last time with them with our Evolution going into TLC?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they're going to have to work extra hard to make TLC super good to look better than TakeOver. And then at TLC was like fucking awful.
Like, I knew after I watched our Evolution, I was literally like, yeah, they can't top this. And, like, the reports going on that the, like, talent is all mad and stuff. Like, you have a right to be mad. Like, it's the development that was, like, out of Chinese news. So that's kind of pretty embarrassing.
Oh, boy. Aisha, always fun talking to you. We got a couple of callers we want to get to. But before we let you go, your high point and low point for tonight's show?
Definitely the Triple H and Ric Flair segment. And my low point, John Cena, Rusev. I didn't even care. I didn't even watch the first 20 minutes, so...
No, you're just like us.
Yeah, good for you.
I don't think any of us watched that segment. That's why we haven't talked about it at all.
It was going after the U.S. title. It's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like what they were building Rusev up for this whole time. So let's just get it over with, peel that Band-Aid so we can move on. Speaking of moving on, Aisha, we're going to move on to the next caller. Like I said, always fun talking to you. Call in anytime. You have a good night.
Bye.
You too, guys. Thanks.
All right. already two fun callers here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. If you want to get yourself in line to talk to us here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, dial in with your phone, area code 760-512-7247, or you can also join us via Skype by hitting the Skype icon. Shout outs to those we got in the chat room too. Quiet Night, but still some cool folks there. Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom, Ferris419, and back out! Good to have you all in there. And I see a couple of guests. If you are listening to us and you are not yet registered with Blog Talk Radio, what the hell are you doing? Go register with Blog Talk Radio so you can join the chat room at the bottom and chat with all those cool folks.
Fucking hell, what are you
fucking
doing?
Fucking hell, that ain't right. Get yourself fucking registered.
You fucking wankers.
You fucking bellends. Get your fucking registered. I came up with what I thought was a freaking... a British insult, but I'm not sure if it actually is. It's pillock. Is that a British insult?
Yes, it is.
What does it mean?
It means you're a pillock.
what does it mean, though?
You know?
What?
You bunch of fucking pillocks! You fucking Google this shit?
Is it a fish?
It's not a fish.
Oh my god.
So you're saying it's not a fish?
A man who has dropped a major bollock. Not necessarily a stupid block, rather one who has done a stupid act. You great Pollock, why the oh my god, someone goes, fucking Pollock?
Did you just say Pollock? He's not a fish.
Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, I was gonna say, he said that fucking like wrestling journalist.
You Kevin fucking Pollock?
Yo, I don't make the rules.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, we're going to get to some more callers here. Matter of fact, we got a favorite caller coming in here. Calling in a little late, but let's get him in here on the show. He's from the 412. You know who he is. JD, you there, bro?
Michael, I was trying to reach you guys last week. Why didn't you guys pick up last week?
I think you got in like at the last second as we were signing off, man. I'm sorry, but we got you on this week, dude. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you guys been?
We've been pretty good.
We're pretty good, man. It's been tough watching the Raws these past few weeks, but I think they picked up a little bit, and I'm hoping for a good show this Sunday. How you doing, though?
I'm not doing too bad, despite the cold weather, though. I mean, I'm hanging in there. I was just agreeing with you on the sub points. I mean, there were some good shows here and there. I mean, it wasn't a bad show tonight in Orlando. They put on a pretty decent crowd, however, and it was a good show. I just read something that was kind of alarming, though, however. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was a report saying that Bray Wyatt is very, very sick, apparently. He got sick after the show.
No shit, he's a twisted motherfucker. I mean, the guy, like, probably, eats worms.
Well, it says here, I'm reading right now, this is no joke either. According to reports, I just read it just now, Bray Wyatt apparently puked all over the ring tonight during the dark match after the show. Yeah, it says, according to several social media reports, Bray Wyatt got sick following his match with John Cena after Raw tonight. The match saw Cena beat Wyatt with the Attitude Adjustment, after which Wyatt began vomiting. Some lady named Jesse Davin and called Jesse the Bucket on Twitter wrote, Bray Wyatt is not okay. He is really sick. Puked all over the ring during dark match. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag WWE Orlando. Hashtag Raw Orlando. And that was about 45 minutes ago when she sent that message in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's violently ill, so I imagine he's got some bug. He must have picked up in the Middle East this weekend, or maybe he got sick earlier tonight. But, I mean, they were in the Middle East, but that's just scary because they're in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow, and they're in Nashville, Memphis, and Atlanta this coming week and next week, however. And that's just alarming because you think about the Taker's coming back possibly next Monday in Nashville to set up the match with him and Bray Wyatt. And now with him being sick, however, this is kind of a big question mark now to kick off the feud with those two.
Depends on what it is. I mean, they haven't really had him doing anything too active on the shows. They don't need to have him do these dark matches. The last few weeks, he's really just been doing these backstage promos. They could just pre-record those somewhere else if they need to and fix him up a little bit.
Yeah, just take it easy and get over the bug. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, I talked to your cohort Jeff there on my other show just a little while ago. We were talking over predictions for Fastlane. But, yeah, tonight was a good show. I mean, there were some good things tonight and everything. I thought they did okay tonight. I mean, I'm glad that at least that this week on SmackDown you're not going to have J&J Security Company Rollins. I mean, they finally did something right. I did like the Triple H Flair promo. I thought that was fantastic. The only thing I didn't like, however, there were a couple twists about tonight I didn't like. The whole arrogance of Daniel Bryan being the heel announcer when he was having Roman Reigns in that matchup with Kane. And then later in the night, Daniel Bryan, of course, was in the ring and Roman going heel on Daniel in the crowd, let's just say by turning his back on him. But it was what it was, but it was a pretty good show, like I said tonight. Hopefully the Reigns will pick up on like last week where they really dropped. So I think they'll go up a little bit this week. And like I said, we're still counting down the days to Fastlane, but more so we're counting down the days to WrestleMania.
Oh, yes. California, here we come.
Yes. And in just about 3 weeks from now, I'm counting down the days, too, because in 3 weeks, Rob will be in my neck of the woods, Pittsburgh, which is going to be a lot of fun. And I will be there. I will
be there.
Is that
right? That's right before Mania? That's right before Mania?
Yeah, March 9. March 9, they'll be in town. Because my brother-in-law turns 40 2 days before. My parents' anniversary is Thursday. March 7 is my brother-in-law's birthday on Saturday. 2 days later on Monday night, however, the first, second Monday in March, however, basically the week, 8 days before St. Patrick's Day, they'll be in Pittsburgh because the next night they're in Detroit.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff happening at the same time. My gosh. Tony, why don't we go to Pittsburgh for Raw?
On the corner, too. But like I said, it was a good Raw, so... Now that I'm back, however, since I didn't make it last week, I hope we got to the bottom of that mystery unknown caller who pretended to be me.
Well,
hopefully we finally got that cleared up.
Your good friend Jeff called in, and he tried to make a testimony. He brought up some good evidence. We do have someone trying to sort that out. We didn't get anyone last week. I mean, we had just missed you, apparently, and we were worried we weren't going to get anyone this week either, so it seemed like something had just happened that drove everybody away. But it looks like we're still going on here. So why don't we do your favorite segment, the SJD, eh?
Let's do it. Why not? I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Drew, why don't you start off? I know you're always most excited for it.
Oh, yes, no.
Drew, how you been?
So my question...
Well, this is why we don't have Ask Drew.
I'm asking how you doing, though, Drew.
I'm doing that.
My question.
I'm doing pretty good. No, I'm not doing too bad. How was your Valentine's Day? That's my question.
Aw.
I was good. Well, that was a nice question. I was good. I took my girlfriend to a college basketball game. I thought we got good seats. I took.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. It was a Pittsburgh game, right?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh, North Carolina game. We had good seats. We went to a Chinese restaurant for dinner and watched a couple of movies back at my house. And it was a very nice V-Day. Yeah. And I got a roses and a nice card. And I got I don't know if you guys ever played this game before. It's called Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We played it a few
times. I just got it from her. I've been trying to get that game for the last 6 months. I finally got it. Me and her played it one night with my brother-in-law and my sister, my sister's friend's house. And we played that for an hour and a half one night while we were drinking beers. And we got so silly, goofy and everything. Like, this was like last summer. Yeah, I just got from her as a Valentine's gift, yes, and I gave her flowers and a card. We had a nice speed day.
Sweet.
It was nice for us.
It's sweet. Yeah, see, my girlfriend doesn't like flowers and gift cards, so.
But she does like Cards Against Humanity.
But she loves. No, she's never played it, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah,
get her to play, man. Get her to play.
I know.
Get her, and if she likes movies, get her The Judge or Alexander the Terrible, No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Day. Some good movies coming out on DVD now.
You want to know what we did on
50 Shades of Grey?
No, we were going to go see 50 Shades of Grey with her sister because her sister just got broken up with by her boyfriend, but she didn't end up going. So we just stayed at my house all day and watched.
Sorry to hear that your relationship ended. You want to go see a movie about someone that is in a relationship?
Yeah, exactly. No, we
ended up in an abusive relationship.
Tony, you'll like this. We ended up watching How I Met Your Mother all day.
Good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Wait, what's it?
How I Met Your Mother TV show. She loves it. So we were.
Well, How I Met Your Mother. Okay, good. Good show. Okay.
Yeah,
perfectly. I mean, there's a lot of shows I like on TV, not just Raw. I mean, I watch Shameless, Total Divas, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I never miss that show.
Well, you've seen like four shows than Aisha, at least, so.
So, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Drew's such a hater. All right, Mr. Waco, you got some fresh JD this week?
Mr. Waco, you're up, sir.
So. Do you think Tony should have kept his beard?
Was it a beard? Or was
I didn't know he shaved the beard. Why? How long was the beard growing? Was he like Fu Manchu, Grizzly Adams? I mean, I didn't hear
the
details here.
What the hell did you grow a beard for? Were you growing like a playoff beard of some kind or something,
Tony?
No,
lazy.
I
just a cunt.
didn't.
I think he was growing a beard until someone posted an article on Fanboys.
Well, then I'd still be going to that one. No, I didn't shave a couple days because I was just like, "Nah, I'll do it tomorrow." And then I realized that I didn't have enough time to do it. Went out, and Dace got all upset because he thought that it was a one-day beard, and he can't grow one. So I just started kind of growing it out just to piss him off.
Well, if he kept it longer than a day, if he kept it only one day, or he should have kept it more than longer a day, I think. I mean, let me ask you guys this. I mean, talking about playoff beards and whatnot, what is the longest you have gone without shaving?
This time?
The longest I've ever gone shaving?
For me, it was 3 weeks. I went 3 weeks one time without shaving during the playoff stretch. So,
three weeks. Yeah. That's like my average time between shaving.
I went 20 years. I didn't fucking need to.
No, can I count when I first started getting facial hair? Because when I first got my Mexican stash, my little beaner stash, I kind of didn't shave for like a year just because I wanted that little stash. And then I shaved it finally.
I'm going to say that since, you know, other than when I wasn't shaving because I was too fucking young to, the longest I went was probably when I was in, like, my hermit phase where I was just, like, working out of my freaking office for, like, 2 years, and I never shaved that. I think my beard got, like, 5 inches long at one point, so I probably never actually trimmed it or shaved it for it. Had to have been, like, at least, like, 8 months or something.
At least if you get 23 inches, that'd be hard to take.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think the longest I've ever gone without shaving might be a month, and that might have been just for No Shave November. I usually shave a lot.
Usually shave in November? Is that the time you're not supposed to shave?
No. I go November, don't shave, and then as soon as it's December 1st, my girlfriend will be like, "Hey, Drew, you better shave that fucking beard now. I'm going to kill you." So then you shave it off.
I can't picture you actually being able to grow a beard, Drew.
I imagine
you're the kind of guy who has like those three hairs that just come out on the chin.
No, Van Dyke. No. I could get a mustache. I could get like mutton chops, and I could get like my neck and like my chin. I don't get like all of my upper part of my chin towards my lips, but I could get a goatee if I wanted to.
All right. We're going to take a couple questions out of the chat room here before Tony, you do yours first. I'm sorry.
JD, did you check out the SNL 40th anniversary show?
Yeah, I watched it last night. I actually enjoyed it. It was very, very good. I liked Melissa McCarthy doing Chris Farley. I thought a lot of the cast was good. I mean, it made sense. I mean, the only thing that kind of missed, though, in a way, and I think we kind of definitely might agree with this a little bit, Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan would have been nice to see on the show last night. But they had a lot of good moments and a lot of heartfelt moments, but it was fun last night. I enjoyed it.
Even without Tracy Morgan.
Even without Tracy Morgan, yes.
I have a question. I'm going to hold it off until I do a couple here out of the chat room, though. By God wants to know what you thought about the Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler match tonight.
It ended too soon because J&J sticking their nose, but I'm glad the referee sent them to the back. It made only sense, however. I mean, if it hadn't been for J&J sticking their nose in the whole thing, it could have gone 10 or 15 minutes, but now that they're going to be without Rollins on Thursday night, which they'll tape tomorrow night, they could go 10 or 15 minutes, I feel.
So Silent Wind of Doom, your good friend Silent Wind of Doom, asks, when is episode 4 of JD the Loose Cannon coming out?
Actually, it's now out. Actually, it isn't the Loose Cannon. It's actually NXT. It's on my Facebook wall, actually, that I did on Blog Talk Radio with LT, however, and the co-host LT and I actually broke down the NXT Arrival pay-per-view, however, believe it or not, however, from this past week, however, and we looked ahead to the next few weeks of NXT. We did a whole breakdown of the show from last Wednesday's WWE Network show, the NXT show. So you might want to check it out on Blog Talk Radio.
So I have a question for you, JD. What do you think about them Seth Rollins photos, huh?
Well, you know what, though? A lot of people, Mark Mann was talking about it online. I mean, I think Seth Rollins was an idiot, number one, for getting involved in that whole scenario, however. Number two, however, I mean, what was his girlfriend thinking by posting the pictures there anyway, however? I mean, I think he's going to get off with a warning, however, if you ask me, but he should have some repercussions levied against him. I think he's going to get off maybe with a slight slap in the wrist, which I think is kind of BS. But you know what, though, at the same time, however, it was his stupid fault in the first place.
This is absolutely true. But what'd you think about the actual picture?
I didn't see the actual picture. I rather see the actual picture of his girlfriend, though, more than him. His girlfriend, I was very, very cute. His girlfriend that he's seen right now, actually, the one that I think she's in NXT. Oh. She's a diva down there. I heard she's very, very cute, actually. Very cute.
Oh, we all do. Yeah, you better be careful. You might want to keep those pictures away from your girlfriend there, JD.
Well, but like I said, if you're talking hot girls right now in wrestling, however, I mean, not just talking about the NXT brand, however, there is one that is pretty good looking, and I will definitely say it is Bayley.
Oh, Bayley's adorable. She's the kind of girl you want to bring home.
She's a hugger. You got to have a huggy girlfriend. But she's also a pretty damn good wrestler, too. We saw what happened last week in that Fatal 4 when she was with Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky Lynch. So, I mean,
just her time say, is going to come eventually. She does a convincing belly to belly. Not many people can make that move look pretty devastating. Like her and Rick Steiner and probably about
it. She's a hard worker, and not to discount Charlotte either. I mean, I think her, like I said for weeks on the show, guys, and I said this on other shows, her time's coming up, I think, in WWE. You're going to see her up very, very soon. I think in the next few weeks you're going to see her come up. I hope they set up a match
Night after Mania, she's going to debut.
I'm calling it before. I'll go one better. I'll call it before.
Well, technically she was on Raw like a couple months ago.
Yeah, she was, and that's one thing I will say right now, and maybe someone will ask me about this. That's one thing that pissed me off about WWE. Yeah, they'll bring these people from NXT, but they won't put them on yet because they don't think they're ready. I'm sorry. There's a couple guys, like I said before, that are more than ready to make a jump to the roster. I think WWE's got to trim a good bit of the roster and start bringing up the NXT people, like the Zayns, the Balors, the Nevilles, you know? Mm-hmm. Bring those guys up. Tyler Breeze is even.
All right, JD, before you go, I got one last bit of business I want to do here. I don't know if you know we do this, but every once in a while, we like to take a look back at an old show, because believe it or not, this show is a year and a half old, closing in on 2 years later this year. Amazing that we've been doing this for this long. We've had lots of great times.
I think I finished since the beginning, or close to the beginning, it's like
a couple months after, but it was really close. Very, very close to the beginning, you've been calling it.
Yeah, you're like one of the originals, dude. Okay.
Yeah, definitely one of the original callers in there. So we've been doing lots of throwbacks, listening back to old moments that have happened. And, I wanted to honor you, JD, because I know you've been a little frustrated with certain events that have been going on lately. So I went back and I dug through the archives, and I found a fun time that we had with you on the air, and I'm going to play it. So I hope you
go
dig it.
Go for it. I'm ready. I think right now, Ziggler right now has got a good push going for him at the moment, however. And,
hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Who's this?
I don't know why we had a third.
Picked up a phone. Is it in JD's house?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, maybe JD's wife. JD?
Garrett? Yeah.
All right, he's got a phone call, so
was he on the computer or his regular phone, man? He was on his phone like me.
I don't know. He probably tried to switch over to call waiting or something. And
that was like Paul picking up.
JD, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that, guy. Yeah, I'm here, guys. Sorry about
that. Was that your wife or your girlfriend?
No, that was my mom.
Oh, your mom.
Yeah, good times.
Payne, you son of a bitch. That's a good one. That was my mother calling me one night, however, when I was on the air with Lou and Hollywood Tony P of talking wrestling with Hollywood and Lou. Oh, my God. I can't believe you dug that one up. That's a good one. Good job. Bravo.
Props to you for having a good sense of humor about it, JD. You're a good guy.
We're so glad to have you.
I am.
All right, JD, we got another caller on the line here, but always good to have you on, man. Glad we got you on this evening. You have a good night. Enjoy Fastlane, man.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next one. Have a good rest of the week. Talk to you soon.
You too. Take care.
Nice.
I forget who pointed that one out to me. If it was Ferris, Surface, Silent Wind of Doom, it was one of you guys. Thank you so much. That was actually a fun call with JD. Thank you for calling in, JD. Genuinely, that was a fun call. Everyone's been fun tonight. We've actually had a really good show so far. We talked a bit about wrestling. We haven't had too much nonsense. People are actually having fun tonight. It's good. So why don't we continue the fun here, and let's bring on one of our regular fans who's been calling in a lot lately. He's calling in from the 419. I don't have entrance music for him yet, but you know him as Ferris 419. What's shaking, Ferris? Maybe.
Actually, this is someone else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's calling from the 419?
Yitzi got so excited.
I'm Ferris's partner in crime.
Oh, no. Ferris.
Angela.
And what kind of crimes?
Let's just say he's not the only one sitting watching the chat room. He's the one who has the computer.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening with Ferris the whole time.
Oh,
sometimes
no.
Telling him what to type.
Oh, so that's why he's actually funny sometimes.
What you're saying is Ferris is your bitch.
So what you're saying is you're the higher power?
We sort of share it.
It was Angela.
Like
all
I said,
along.
We're partners.
It was me. It was me, Mega Powers.
What's up, Angela?
What's on your mind tonight, Angela?
Actually, the first thing, wanted to call out Steve.
Uh-oh.
He has a responsibility when someone calls, and he has just not been living up to it.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Especially tonight.
What's he missing?
He's not going to win the Nobel Prize.
The book? I love book.
Good book, Dylan, right there.
It's a good fucking book, right there.
He is supposed to do something.
Okay, in my defense, I'm heavily under the influence of drugs.
and to be fair, that bell has been taking a beating for months now.
Well,
that bell's been taking
counts.
Way too bad of a beating. See, that bell, they could make a movie kind of like 50 Shades of Grey about the beating that bell has been taking the last couple months, but it would be way too violent. I don't think anyone would go see
30 Shades of
That's what
dumb.
It sounded like tonight, that he was just beating it.
I was hitting the fuck out of that thing.
What'd you think about did you hear our throwback?
What?
Did you hear the raw throwback when we played an old sound clip for JD there?
Yes, I did. Actually, Ferris called me down because I wasn't in the room to listen to it. No, he was the one that told you about it because he had gone back listening to it.
Oh, props to
and
Ferris then. Thanks, buddy. He's been so
and
good to this show.
Yeah, we.
You both have. I'm sorry. I got to give you credit too, since you're the higher power.
Yeah, you're the Ferris in the chat that we all love.
Oh, Wazili's telling us that the Howevers reached 30 tonight. That's really high.
So is Wego.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Angela. Continue what you were saying, Angela.
Now I don't remember. I'm not exactly sure how long we've been listening to you, but I just fell in love with you after like 15 minutes.
Go on.
She's trying to like confess her love for us, Wago. Let her talk.
Group of friends that I lost.
Oh no! What happened to them?
They listened to our show.
Everyone's moved away. I would just love to meet up with you guys.
Oh.
And have a nice drink.
Can we have cake instead?
Play Cards Against Humanity. I really, really do not like hanging out with girls. Girls annoy the shit out of me.
Yo, seriously, let's talk about this. Girls, what the fuck is up with you?
I know,
why you gotta
right?
make everything so fucking difficult? Huh? Like, Valentine's Day is over. We don't need to have all that mushy shit no more. Let's be real here. Girls, you're tough to hang out with. You fucking complain about everything. Yeah, whenever we try to fix it, you just keep complaining more and more.
You don't even watch TV shows, Aisha? Come on.
Well, no. You don't even watch Christy Knows Best, but that was your problem.
Okay, I went off on a rant there. I'm sorry. Went off the deep end.
I don't really watch too much TV.
Yeah, how many shows you watch?
Yeah, she reads books, obviously. Come on.
This conversation is fucking retarded.
Yeah. This is your first time calling in. You already fit in quite well. No, it's good to hear the voice. I see you posting in the Mega Maniacs group a lot, so it's good to get a voice to the face.
Yeah, I'm surprised he started letting me post on that.
Oh, now he lets you do stuff? I thought you give him.
He's wanted me to stay quiet.
Oh.
What the fuck, Ferris?
Can't hold you back forever.
Can't stop me
now.
Ain't no stopping her now!
You can't stop her. She's what?
God. Jonna, I need more weed.
You bring up the idea, though, of meeting up with a bunch of Mega Powers people and, you know, getting the whole crew and all that other kind of stuff, though. Something that we have talked about before is anytime that we do our conventions, which we're trying to plan out for the future for Fanboys Anonymous, that, you know, if we're ever in the area of different people and stuff like that, it would always be cool to just meet up with people. So that's definitely something to keep in mind.
We'll have to get through some flame repellent chairs first.
Okay. Well, yes. Comic-Con's always an option, but yo, who's sure. Going to Texas? Let's go to Texas! Woo!
Texas.
Yeah, we gotta go get Jeff from Texas
first.
I think
we actually live pretty close to Drew.
Oh, that sucks. Of all the places you want to be, you live close to Drew.
So, do you go to the same gas station?
I know. I actually don't know that much about Drew, except that you just rip him apart sometimes.
How do you expect to know anything about him? So, Drew, tell us something about yourself.
So I'll be on the record there. That wasn't me talking. That is them. So.
Yeah, but it's a very good impersonation. It's almost as good as our impersonation of Sean.
Fucking hell, you want to hear my impersonation, Sean? That's fucking right.
Jonah.
Who's Jonah?
Yeah, who's Jonah?
Jonah.
Jonah Ark.
Well... You should know more about Drew than pretty much anybody else.
I'm so glad I called.
How? Why?
Because we talk about shit with you constantly. Like, nobody knows the best restaurants in my area, but we know that Red Lobster kicks ass around you.
Red Lobster is like the greatest fucking place ever.
Yeah, you can eat seafood and seafood on. You can eat chicken that's cooked in seafood.
Yo, and you can get those pina coladas and those really tall plastic cups.
I went to Olive Garden on Saturday. That was fun. We got carry out.
Jamie
Noble? No, just incredible.
I'm like, shitty wrestler, Jamie Noble. No, wait, just incredible.
No, wait, no, Jamie Noble actually has a job right now.
Did you see the whole ECW roster? Tell me one of them.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, just as I was saying that we didn't have too much insanity on the show tonight, looks like we had to get our fill in.
Did you see what you did by calling in? Ruined it.
Yes, I did.
Fucking hell.
Well, plus I wanted to give you, you know, the rare occurrence of two girls calling in and one show.
I didn't want to have to be that guy to point that out, but yeah, holy shit. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, we should just label this. Yeah, I was just going to say two girls, one show.
Now you live in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay, now that's a bit of a rude title. Playoff, you know what?
God damn it. Angela, let me ask you, out of all of our antics, what's your favorite joke?
It's obviously no more pressure.
Well...
Is it when we ripped Drew?
I don't know why, but
either way.
I've always loved that bell.
Oh, the bell.
And lately, I will never, never forget pretzel sprouts.
If I ever actually am in an opportunity.
When I heard that.
If there's ever actually Brussels sprouts in front of me, it's always going to be pretzel sprouts from now on.
Yeah, what the fuck, Drew?
Yeah,
when are we going to be exactly. All Talk Show Hall of Fame? That's going to be like a first entry, rather.
Show's even been out for a month yet. We can't
just
have
the other day
fight.
At the store, that's what we call them.
Well, you know, and you know, your man, he's on a good track to win that, however, Bell, to be able to enshrine it on your mantle forever.
Yeah, maybe he's going to sign it.
Yes, if you have him mantle to it.
Well, he knows what he has to do. He has to complete the
yes, and we,
the ritual.
We have started.
We're working
We've been
on
planning
it.
Planning it out.
If you guys win it, I will sign the bell and send you a letter of why Vaporeon's better than your favorite Pokemon.
Ooh. That's a double package there. That's added. Oh. That wasn't there before. He's adding a letter. Handwritten.
Oh, don't even start.
If I handwrite it, she won't be able to fucking understand it.
Well, I don't think she's going to be able to fucking understand it anyway.
Write it in Sean's voice.
Fucking hell, Vaporeon. Fucking hell, I'm writing this letter to let you know that Vaporeon's the best, you fucking cunt.
Oh, wow. Silent Wind of Doom actually says his favorite joke is Bob Core Holly.
Yeah, because he's still fucking like the... He's like the only Miguel fan left.
Yeah, you're like
all I can say... All I can say is that you guys should be paying attention to the rest hold for the next few weeks.
Indeed. Indeed. The rest hold of the Spec Talk Show.
Announcement.
Okay.
It's not a good
one. Oh my gosh. Angela, this has been an incredible call. Before you go, though, I want to ask you if you actually have anything to say about Raw tonight. Do you have a high point, low point for it?
This is a post show for the Raw? What?
Well, actually, the only, since we don't have cable, we have to try and find it on the internet.
Wow.
And since I didn't have the computer, I was only listening to it. And I only got to hear the last match. Mm-hmm. And I was getting updates from Ferris.
Mm.
And it sounded wonderful.
What? You guys can't, like, share the computer?
You poor bastard. All you could hear was Michael
just
Cole.
Just distracting with the crowd. And
That's like the worst way to experience that, is just hearing Michael Cole and Booker T. Oh my goodness.
Jokey, quack, quack.
Oh, yeah. That is one thing I don't like about just listening to it. Unfortunately, we didn't get it on when it happened, but I would have loved to have seen the little incident with Paige.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That didn't sound creepy at all, did it?
It was meant to be.
She is the only one I find even semi-attractive to me.
Thank you. She is fucking gorgeous. I don't know why I said thank you. Like, it's a compliment to
right,
me.
Right, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was Roman Reigns you have a crush on. Damn, well, where the hell is this coming from?
I can have crushes on multiple people.
Fucking hell. You're getting Reigns pissed off. What year is this?
Angela!
I might not like being with girls. Mm-hmm. They are very annoying, but some of them are sexy as hell.
Let me ask you, what do you think about Leonardo DiCaprio?
He can burn in hell for all I care.
What?
Why? Why? The fuck?
Actors, some celebrities, yeah. Depends who they are and what they've done.
Yeah, who hasn't he done? People he hasn't wanted to yet, that's who.
What do you think about the Seth Rollins pictures then, if you're asking everybody else this?
Yeah, I guess as well. Or maybe Ferris is hogging the computer for those too.
Actually, yes, I have not seen them.
Oh, I guarantee you Ferris has.
No, Ferris, show her.
Yes.
Or the Zara.
All right, Ferris, please, while she's on the phone, pull up the Seth Rollins picture. Let's get her live reaction to this picture right now. Let's do this. We'll pull it up now.
He says it hasn't seen them either. Let's
someone up in the chat room, Silent Wind of Doom, you have him. Pull it up. This has to happen.
Hold on.
I found the Deadspin article.
Sure.
There it is.
I'm on my way.
There you go. In the chat. Some pictures of dick.
Let me see them. They're coming up.
He's coming up too.
Oh, I did not want to see that one. Wow.
I especially like...
saying, you're right, he does seem to have a pretty small package.
I especially like the one that's like a silhouette of like the sun setting in the background of his dong draped over himself. It's very artistic. It's like I wanted to show off my artsy side with this dong shot. Well, there you go, folks. Live on the air. First time someone's seeing Seth Rollins' dong.
Yeah, more quality entertainment like this every week.
The name of the article is Let's All Look at Seth Rollins' Dog.
At least they got right to the chase, didn't they?
That escalated quickly, huh?
Hey, this stuff's cock.
At least it's not clickbait.
Oh, goodness. All right. All right, Angela, we're going to wrap this up, unless you got something else on your mind.
Now she
probably just got Seth's dick on her mind now.
And Angela, it's very good talking to you here. You're always welcome to call in. You can always steal it from Ferris anytime.
I'm trying to.
You have a good night, guys. You enjoy Fastlane.
Good night.
That was a bloody well right phone call, weren't it?
Oh, fuck you, yeah, fucking was. We had a lot of good fucking calls this week.
Yeah, it was fucking better than last week. There was a whole bunch of fucking nonsense. I don't understand a bit
of
that.
Yeah, a bunch of cuts. Fucking pillocks last week.
Fuck you, hell.
This has become my favorite impression.
It's a really fun voice.
It's not like, even short at this point.
Well, like, I remember how much fun it was just doing Roit, when that's all we had. Just go, Roit, 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 Roit. But now we have, like, a full voice to put it with. No, oh, you know what? Actually, I was trying to place where I had used that voice before. Because, like, I know I had done that voice saying something else before. And I finally placed it. Do you guys ever watch those old G.I. Joe overdubs they did?
Oh, God. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the one where, like, they're on the ice and the kid slips. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You kids doing on my fucking lawn? Yeah. Don't look at me when I'm fucking talking to you.
Yeah, the kid slips and he's like, "Oh fuck!"
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, so that's where I think that voice came from in my head. Oh, all those. Who wants a body massage? Hey kid, I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading. Those are fucking amazing. I'm glad we got to bring those up before the show starts.
How about that wrestling show, huh?
Hey, we talked a lot about wrestling tonight. Listen, the last few weeks, actually, we've actually gotten on our game with our wrestling talk. Like, we got a really nonsensey there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can figure out a way to be charismatic, entertaining, talk about wrestling. I mean, you'd have to be a not-so-genius to fucking dislike this show, right?
I don't know, man. It's not like the show has something awesome like the Ask Him on it or anything.
Well, you know, I can't talk about originating that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mango went into Hank Hill at the end there. Whoa!
Now I want to see Hank Hill with fucking G.I. Joe. Give me that crossover and I'll fucking finally watch King of the Hill because I hated that show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking cynical, Tony. Always cynical
about
that. Yeah,
dude, that show kicks ass.
What's going to be your bad point tonight, Tony? The show?
King of the Hill.
Oh, yo, Ferris 419's got a point. We actually have something better than the Ask Kid. We have Ask JD.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, he probably made that one up, too.
Because him is so ambiguous. Like, I'd rather ask someone specifically. You know?
You gotta specify.
I don't know. Smack talk is
plus, him is kind of, like, sexist. You know? Like, what if it's a her? What if it's Angela? What if we want to ask Angela something? Mm-hmm. Maybe we should make that a segment. Ask Angela.
I thought you were gonna say, ask Angela something. Just we could attack
them. So, double extra. A.
Ask Angie.
Angie's list. No, call
Angie's list.
Is Angie's gas station next to Andy's gas station?
Ooh. No.
Yeah, she took over.
Wow, this show has officially hit absolute fucking nonsense level. So I think it's about time we wrap things up. We got about 25 minutes left, but I don't think we got anything left to fucking say. So, do we even want to do a fucking good, bad, and ugly? No one actually has a good, bad, and ugly set, right?
No, I just have a couple of stupid notes. Funny.
I had notes as well, but whatever you want to do.
All right, Drew, you want to do a good, bad, and ugly? Go ahead.
No.
I'm not even playing the music. You just go ahead.
No, I was going to do two goods. One good, I was going to say. We didn't talk about Gold and Star. I don't know if that was worth mentioning, but I thought that was a good. I liked that. And then I liked Primetime Players. My bad, obviously, was Kane, and my ugly was the Big Slow.
We actually didn't talk about a lot of stuff. We didn't talk about the roads. We didn't talk about the Triple H Ric Flair segment too much.
We didn't talk about the big event coming May 13th.
Yeah, May 13th.
I mean, shit, that shit's going to get down, you know?
What a fucking idiot.
What about May 13th, huh, Kane? Huh, Kane? What about May 13th?
Kane, you want to fuck with me? Well, how about this? Random Wednesday in the summer. Let's do it.
I hope Ferris shows in Angela the chat right now. I still
now,
hope so.
Now a bunch of people are going to search up WWE May 14th, get nothing. What the fuck, idiots? Like, do you think that was him missing the date up, or do you think, like, the writers fucked the date up?
I think that he's just privy to this information that something awesome is happening then, and this is them setting it up and foreshadowing May 13th.
Psycho May 13th, that date that had nothing to do with anything, yeah.
What day of the week is May 13th? Let's get Wednesday. To the bottom of this. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
You already did this?
Yeah, I double-checked right before I said that.
Well, all right then.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, NXT?
NXT was fucking awesome. I'm so happy if Sasha Banks won that title.
I'm talking about Wednesday.
Like a boss.
May 13th, like, NXT.
Yeah, this is when it's going to debut on NXT.
It's when Big Show and Kane. Yeah, Big Show and Kane are going to come out and just dominate over the entire NXT roster.
Yeah.
Well, might as well. They did the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get rid of that tag team of Bam.
Bam?
Blake and
That's what they're calling them now?
No.
Thank you.
Wait, Bam? Is that what they're calling Blake and Murphy now?
No. This is as soon as I thought they were going to call him, as soon as I saw that.
Man, I'm so glad we got time, Kyle. I don't know what we'd do without it.
Mm-hmm. All right, with that, guys, I think we could do our plugs and get the fuck out of here. So, Drew, you got any plugs to plug?
Well, happy days all. Fuck you now. Shaughnessy at Shaughnessy2K37. You can follow me on Twitter and at Facebook. I have like 5 Twitter accounts, but I don't know them off the top of my head. I'm never prepared. Folk, you know, YouTube, Happy Pope Gaming Productions. You know, good shit. We're not doing anything right now. Fucking Nintendo. God damn it. Sluts. Cunts. And then you can go on Facebook, Happy Pope Gaming Productions. It is what it is. I love you, Sean.
You're that Family Guy joke that runs on too long.
You mean all of them?
Yeah.
All right, way to go.
Chicken.
To find all the little projects that I'm involved with, you can just go to StephenWago.com. You'll find everything you need to know about UDMMA, Addicted to Anime, and of course, Wago Rants.
Still saying you should have went with Wagopedia.
I'm thinking about getting a second URL, but some fucker will take it now that I've said that.
Probably working on it right now.
Yeah, I gotta fight back. I mean, somebody took AnthonyMango.com the day before I bought it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was a fucking asshole move. I don't know who did it, because they had some bodybuilding thing or something, but I was like, I said it like multiple times. I'm like, all right, like Friday or something, I'm gonna buy that. And then I click on it Thursday, it's perfectly fine. Go on Friday, it's fucking registered. Like, this is bullshit.
What are the fucking odds?
You can be like Fandango when he was Fandango, just had an extra C.
Anthony Mango.
All right, Tony. So what can you plug that isn't AnthonyMango.com?
SmarkOutMoment.com, of course. Guys, check out Smack Talk, iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Go to the All Talk Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those kind of avenues like that. And FanboysAnonymous.com, which is all over the place, too. There's 1,000 links on each website, so just so click around, and you'll come across a lot of stuff to follow.
All right, folks, if you enjoyed this edition of the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, you should be joining us every single Monday night live after Raw goes off the air. Set your browsers to megapowersradio.com, where you'll join us for the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We got phone lines, chat rooms, and us talking ourselves, keeping things fun. Always craziness happening here. You never know who's going to call in or what type of insanity is going to happen. However, if you cannot join us live, we like to make the show available for you in lots of different avenues. We are on iTunes, we're on Stitcher Radio, we're on YouTube, and we are on SmarkOutMoment.com, where you can easily find links to all those other places and check out lots of other great wrestling content. And for other wrestling content, also check out KeepingKayfabe.com, a podcast celebrating the history of wrestling and pet matches from the past. Also check out some other projects I got by heading to my Twitter at MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payden for all things involving Mr. Payden. Until next week, folks, hope you enjoyed this show. Hope you enjoy Fastlane, and we'll see y'all next time here on the Raw Post Show. For Stephen Wago, for Drew White, for Anthony Mango, my name is Mike Payden. We'll see y'all next week.